A city council meeting for Tuesday, January 19, 2021 is called to order. Invocation by Councilman Jerry Johnson, followed by a pledge of allegiance.
That's correct. Always love you. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for the day. A beautiful day. Sunshine, blue sky, Lord, that you shine upon us. We thank you for this city. We thank you for everyone that's here, Lord. They make our city special. But we thank you for our city. We ask blessings on each one of our employees, our police and our fire, all of our first responders, Lord. Give them the boldness and the courage to do their jobs and do it safely. Thank you for this council and this mayor. We just ask that you bless every decision tonight that will be made in the best interest of bringing people closer to you and closer to each other. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Fenn?
Here. Okay, motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Any opposed? Considering previous minutes for our regular council meeting, the committee of the whole is 12/15/2020. And no objections, reading the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? No corrections, minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements?
Megan has a report from the library.
All right. Hey, y'all, I'm Megan Bing, the interim director for the Orange Beach Public Library, and I just want to make a few announcements about the library's winter fundraisers and programs. COVID, as you can imagine, going through a few kinks into things. Recently, we've had a lot of questions about our two winter fundraisers, these being the Friends of the Library Trivia Night and our annual book sale and bake sale. Sadly, after much deliberation, the Friends of the Library have decided to cancel both events. With current restrictions and health concerns, they did not feel that they could move forward with these fundraisers and keep everyone safe. The good news is that we're able to salvage the book sale on a small scale. It won't include baked goods or cheese and wine, but from now through March, the library has expanded its in-house book sale items by more than 56 shelves. As for our winter programming, in lieu of our big technology classes, we are offering what we call book librarian appointments, which are our one-on-one 30-minute sessions that can be used for technology help. We assist with anything from computer troubleshooting to resume writing, and literally anything in between. The appointments are very popular, so we ask that people call ahead and make an appointment if possible, but walk-ins are always welcome, of course. Our winter lecture series has turned into an adult winter reading raffle. Any adult can participate. You simply read a book, you write a review for it, and each book review submitted equals one raffle entry, and winners will be chosen on February 25th. Essentially, what we're doing is we're trying to provide the same level of service that our patrons are used to, but just do it at this time in a safe way. And I think that we've found an alternative to everything, with the exception of Trivia Night. So, I know I just threw a lot of information at y'all really quickly, but does anybody have any questions or anything that I can clarify?
I think the books are $1, $2.
Yeah, hardbacks are $2, paperbacks are 50 cents.
We need some great reading material. Stop by log.
We have DVDs, audiobooks, children's books.
Yes, thank you.
So, and before I sit down, I did really want to take a second to really thank everyone for being very helpful and patient with me since I was appointed as interim director. I'm not going to try to list off names, but really, thank y'all.
Thank you, Lane.
Thank you.
Well, I have an announcement. Actually, I would just like to revel one last time in the success of the Community Theater's production of Disney's Beauty and the Beast. It was a fabulous six-night. I think Jonathan put a very quick little slideshow together for us. All six nights were sold out prior to curtain call on opening night, and I think that it was a magical production, and I'm just so proud of us and all of our friends and neighbors who took their time and made the commitment to be in this production. So thank you very much.
Well, and to tack on to that, Miss Annette, as a congratulations and a thank you, those flowers are for you tonight.
Aww.
And my appreciation, because I hate plays, and I don't like cards. And I grinned, and I smiled.
Would you like to give this to her?
No, you can give them to her.
Thank you.
And I enjoyed it. Gaston, we're glad you're here tonight. You know, the mayor's daughter was the lead as well, and it was wonderful. And it was a great performance.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I've done my sucking up for 24
years. One shout out to Gaston. Can you see me right after the council meeting?
Yes,
I got a question to ask you.
I got you.
Thank you.
Deb, I am so proud of you. You are exactly what community theater is all about. Someone who we all know in a totally different perspective sang and danced, and I believe you lifted up every single actor in that play. Your biceps are beautiful, Jack. And thank you for doing that during the performance for me. Thank you so much. I hope you'll audition for everything we have upcoming.
This was a wonderful experience. I'm glad to be a part of it, and I can't wait to see what we do in the future.
That's what I like to hear. Thank you.
If there was one common theme comment that I heard after every show was people were coming in, and the mayor and I, we talked about this. They were expecting community theater, and what they got was so much more. They just weren't prepared for what they were about to see.
Amen.
And everyone was just blown away with the level of performance. That even had one lady was asking one of our staff here, Who brought in these actors? Where'd they come from? You know, and they're like, no, these are just folks in the community. It was like that. It was that good. I was so impressed and really honored to get to run sound for it.
And thank you for you and your crew, because it was very professional.
Well, Matt McCreary gets the credit for all that. He was tech director on this event, and he coordinated all the tech part of it. We just filled in the gaps under his direction on that.
Well, it went like clockwork, and just I'm so thrilled. And it took a lot to win over Jeff Boyd, and I was determined we would do it.
I'm still grinning. It was wonderful.
It was wonderful.
And one last thing, to this picture there with her talking to the little princesses, that was probably the highlight for me, to see all these little princesses come in there to see that show.
They all came in their little princess gowns and asked to take pictures of them. There's Jeff.
Gaston.
Yep. Belle and Gaston were just the stars of the show. And Lemire, who is Jude McCoy, thank you. Jude McCoy, who owns the gun shop behind Posh. Who knew?
Anyone else? Okay, have we got Facebook going? Facebook Live? Okay. I've had a lot of calls about the vaccination, and we're working on it. Where's the camera? I'm looking for up there.
Right there.
So we're working on it, folks. I'm disappointed in Alabama's response. It's been puny. It's been disorganized. Not enough information. And the thought that they're allowing out-of-state visitors to get vaccinated before our residents really hacks me off. I don't know what the hell's wrong with us in Alabama. We lost our minds or what. But we're working to do our best to see if we can't speed this up. And if they need somebody to run the job, I'll volunteer. But I'm dead serious. This is unacceptable that we're, 3 months out, whatever it is, and a year out, and we still don't have a plan and haven't gotten it intact. So, I'm hoping Montgomery's watching, because I'm really, really hacked off. They had a clinic in Daphne where you showed up, stood in line to get a ticket or a time, then you turned around and came back and stood in line to get your vaccination. And then they were booked up in just a matter of a short period of time. And again, I don't know how many non-residents was in line, but
how many 75-year-old people can continue to wait on, come back, sit around and wait? I mean, how many people can do that?
The line was over 3 miles long at 6 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, it's absurd. And anyway, hopefully I made my point. But the elderly, the at-risk, need to move to the head of the line so the rest of us can get back to normal and live our lives.
Amen.
So, everything's back afterwards in this country today, I'm telling you. All right, anyway, let's move forward. Auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interest, out within the budget, and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Have you ever noticed after that speech I get red-faced and blood goes in my head and I lose concentration, I can't think what's going on?
That's what we're talking about.
We got your back, Mayor. Just breathe and we'll go on.
All right, let's move on.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in SWIFT supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Orange Beach School Choice Week proclamation.
Mayor, I don't believe we have anyone here tonight representing this, but basically every year we support the fact that education is for everyone, depending on what options. So, leave it again.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Moving to new business. Resolutions. Resolution extending the moratorium on issuance of building permits, single multifamily developments, general business districts.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution awarding minimum bids for aggregate, chlorine, concrete label, concrete lime, masonry labor, salt, sand, topsoil, soil, cloage, removal, and disposal.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution declaring certain personal property owned by the City of Orange Beach as surplus and unneeded and authorizing the mayor and city clerk to dispose of such property.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing purchase of school boards for the Parks and Recreation Department through Sourcewell in the amount of $28,896.48.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing sole source purchase of wastewater treatment plant 2 clarifier for Pails from Shriver LLC Utilities Department, $68,344.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing sole source refurbishment of a beach rate by H. Barber Signs, $31,325.66.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion?
I want to go into the beach rate restoration business.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizes the purchase of a pickup truck, $30,853.74.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizes the purchase of a pickup truck from the street department, $30,853.74.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the purchase of a mower for the street department, $36,919.96.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the purchase of books by Linda B. Spangry in the amount of $6,000. Donation book, said books, Orange Beach Elementary School.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the purchase of a ladder truck for the fire department. That's $1,200,000.
Yeah. $1,000,000.
That was $125,000. Wow. $1,250,000.
Move to adapt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? Did we get a deal?
Price increase.
I just want everybody to know we got a deal on $1,125. All in favor?
A lot of cats, huh?
There he goes.
At least 30,000.
Hey, who's the out big town?
Who said you can't put a value on it? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, public hearings. First one. Public hearing for an ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Zeke's Landing PUD modification for additional parking. Griffin will give a brief summary, followed by questions of council, open the floor up to the public, and then follow up. Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is a modification to the Zeke's Landing plan unit development. Involves two components. One is involving the two lots to the east. It's about 1.6 acres. They're zoned RS1. They request to have those rezoned to plan unit development to be included into the Zeke's Landing PUD. And the purpose is for the expansion of the parking area at the marina. Planning Commission considered this at their December 2020 meeting, gave it a favorable recommendation on a 6-0 vote. Subject to the developer in the east neighbor or the neighbor to the east agreeing to an exterior lighting plan, and also there being no expansion or increase in intensity at the marina. If we go to the next slide. Again, the RS1 property, these are two lots to the east. The lots were previously part of an unsuccessful PUD request for the Gulf Shores Power Sports in 2017. The purpose of this request, as I said, is to expand the parking at the marina. Zeke's total parking is currently at 237 parking spaces. This request will add 149, and that will increase the total parking at the marina to 386. This request will also modify the easternmost driveway into the marina. We'll be expanding it to, I think, about three lanes. Due to the single-family residential land use to the east, a 30-foot land use buffer is required along that east lot line. And the parking area, it'll be 22 to 23 feet on the north end and 5 feet on the south end from the east lot line. Per the zoning ordinance, the buffer distance may be reduced if an acceptable alternative method of compliance is provided. And what they're doing is providing trees up to 14 feet in height along with shrubs and grass in the buffer area between the parking area and the east lot line, and then proposing additional landscaping on the neighboring property to the east to ensure proper screening. If we go to the next slide. The modified parking area will have exterior lighting. The note on the plan states that the exterior lighting will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties. Zeke's Marina and the neighbor to the east will agree on lighting and pole heights as requested by the Planning Commission. Proposed freestanding sign, it will need to be in compliance with Article 15, and staff will amend the future land use map, change the land use designation of the RS1 lots from residential mix to mixed use, and that will be on the February 2021 Planning Commission agenda. If we go to the next slide, this gives you the aerial map showing the Zeke's Marina and the lots to the east. If we go to the next slide, this is a little more detailed aerial map showing the Zeke's Marina, which is on plan unit development, and the lots that are outlined in orange are the RS1 lots. If we go to the next slide, this is just drone footage of the of Zeke's Marina and the subject property. And if we go to the next slide, we'll see the site plan, and then we have the site plan over to the right. That area that's designated or outlined in green, that is the RS1 lot, and that shows where the parking area will be constructed within that area. The next slide will be a landscape plan for the north area that was submitted at Planning Commission, and then we'll go to the next slide. This will be at the south area along Highway 182. And again, they're having the modified entrance. If we go to the next slide, this was the sign plan that was submitted, and we're just asking that this be brought in compliance with Article 15 of the zoning ordinance. Next slide, these are staff and Planning Commission conditions. Zeke's Marina and the neighbor to the east agreeing on the exterior lighting plan. Being no expansions of use or increase in intensity of the project. Planning Commission, City Council acceptance of buffering alternatives proposed along the east lot line, amending the future land use map to change the land use of the RS1 lots, bringing a proposed freestanding sign that will be along 182 into compliance with Article 15, and providing approval from the Alabama Department of Transportation for the modified driveway onto Perdido Beach Boulevard, and clarifying the pavilion north of the parking area that was shown on the landscape plan. And if you have any questions.
Thank you, Griffin.
I have one question, Griffin. So there is no proposal to do anything other than keep the existing 237 spaces the way they are, current parking spaces, correct?
That Yeah, they're going to keep those, you know, existing parking spaces.
There are not any plans to do anything different as far as changing anything inside.
Go back to the overall parking plan.
Which one?
And if I may, that is specifically prohibited in the Planning Commission approval. There is to be no intensity of use or density. So this is strictly parking of automobiles. No boats, no trailers, no use of any other sort.
I do believe they're reconfiguring the existing to make it more efficient.
They're going to reconfigure.
Okay. But yeah, but they're not
but
doing
they're
it.
They're not changing the purpose or, I mean, parking's going to be parking.
Correct.
They're going to take a building and make it enlarge it or anything else.
What staff would ask is that you approve this PUD if you do approve it per staff comments, and that includes the statement that there will be no increase of intensity or expansion of the existing marina facility. I would like to speak to the lighting, if I may. Kit Alexander, Community Development Director. And I believe if you go back to the aerial shot from the person who owns the property directly east of this property, you can see the two houses, they're elevated. She's here, and they've been working very closely. Her name is Elizabeth Brinkley, and they've been working very closely with her to address landscaping and buffering. And I think they've got everything worked out with the exception of one thing. Ms. Brinkley, because those are elevated houses, would like to see the lighting lowered to 14 feet. And that was her last request that was made to the Planning Commission, not on the existing marina site, but on the new expansion site. So, and she's here if you'd like to speak to her to confirm where she is with regard to how she stands on this project.
Does Mr. Brockman still own this property in the
We do have the engineer representing the project, and I don't know if there's an owner here.
I'm here.
Yes. And yeah, Ms. Swofford's here too, if you'd like to speak to them.
I just had a question. Griffin, you might, or Kip can ask. So what aggregate is the parking lot going to be? Is it going to be asphalt, concrete, or?
It's proposed to be asphalt.
Asphalt?
Yes.
So we're making sure that there's no water going to be going east from that parking lot.
Always on any project, we always make sure that no surrounding property is impacted by a proposed development. That's an integral part of our review.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. I thought it was.
Well, I'm disappointed if they have not come to an agreement on the lighting.
They're here. The representatives are here.
Okay.
If you'd like to speak to them.
I'd like to know why.
Ursel Godwin, Sawgrass Consulting. So it's my understanding on the lighting that the agreement made between Ms. Brinkley and Zeke's was that the lights along the eastern property line would be lowered to 14 feet. I think now it's come back that they want all the lights, or Ms. Brinkley wants all the lights on the eastern lot lowered to 14
feet. The property owner?
Ms. Brinkley, the property owner, wants that. So, you know, the question or the concern we have about that is the heights of the lights that are actually in the parking lot, and then the proximity of that light to, you know, a truck or whatnot as it comes through, you know, parks under it, just going to wind up, you know, really diminishing the light because the vehicle's pretty close to it, you know. So the eastern property line is not a problem because nobody will be parking right under the light. We can lower those. They're going to have the shutters on them or shades or what that keep light from being deflected east to the property. So there shouldn't be any negative impact from the lighting. It's more of just once they're in the asphalt or in the islands in the parking lot, lowering them down becomes difficult. So that's the only hang up.
Okay, let me just clarify, please. Just on this property, not on any of the other property.
Correct.
Okay, so how many other lights are there? Do they line the west side of the property?
So there's lights in the existing Zeke's parking lot now.
Oh, wait a minute. So
you're talking about?
I'm talking what lights are being requested to be lowered.
So it's my understanding Ms. Brinkley's asking for, it looks like 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 lights to be lowered.
That are located on the eastern property.
That are located on the eastern property.
Nothing on the existing property.
Okay. That's correct. What we had proposed was lowering 1, 2, 3, 4 that actually run along the east property line.
So okay. I don't think that was a request made of Planning Commission. I think it was just the border of the...
No, Ms. Brinkley asked for all lights on the eastern, on those.
She didn't?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. It's my understanding, and I'll let Ms. Lynn talk about this, but that maybe there was an agreement potentially reached about the property line, and then maybe there was some extra thought or some later concern about it. So I'll let her elaborate on that. But
okay.
Our preference would be to lower the ones on the east property line, leave the ones that are actually in the parking lot at the higher 18 feet, just for clearance and whatnot.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Lynn Swafford, the owner of Zakes Marina, and I am very eager to reach an agreement with Mrs. Brinkley on the lighting situation. One reason we haven't is after the previous request, we've been working on a photometric plan to make sure that actually lowering the lights to 14 feet on the east property that we're discussing would still allow proper lighting and not allow any light disturbance onto our property. We have found that that is the case, that we can actually install all 13 lights at 14 feet, and I'm happy to do that if Ms. Brinkley is happy with that plan.
Okay. So is Ms. Brinkley happy with that plan?
Yes.
So that's...
And I understand there's nothing worse than being used to, like, darkness, and then a new neighbor comes in and there's a street light, it comes right in your bedroom window, and there's nothing to do but shoot it out, and you can't do that. In my old days, before I was in Charleston, maybe, but not now. No, but I really understand where you're coming from, and thank you for working with them. And I want to bring up a point. We fought this when it was going to be Gulf Shores Power Sports, out of respect for the neighbors. One of the things that makes this one different is Zeke's is really our last true marina for our fishermen. And I try to do everything we can to protect our fishing community. They've worked really hard to rebuild and to support that fishing community. So it's good to see you here and wanting to work with it. And I appreciate that, because anything we can do, especially the time where things are just shrinking in after the storm and less docks to help our fishing community, it makes it easier for us. So I do appreciate y'all working it and coming to the table with it like this. So, and if you do have any other concerns, please bring them up while we're here.
And I do want to add to that, because it is a unique situation and has deviated to some degree from what we've tried to do with all rezonings in the past. But, you know, Zeke's has always been an issue. It's always been an issue in every way imaginable, but the parking creates in the summer is a nightmare. And watching those cars circle, because I've done this, watch the cars circle in and out, can't find a parking lot, and just circling in and out across five lanes, the number of head-ons and T-bones we've had there probably matches as pretty much anywhere else in town. So there is something of a concern there for me going forward, and I need to talk to the state about some type of protection there with a left turn, or either a left turn, U-turn, I don't know, but that's something to follow up on. But the point of my soliloquy is, the restaurants feed off of, number one, good food and service, but they also feed off of the environment created by the charter boat fleet being there. The charter boat fleet absolutely benefits from the people walking and seeing what the charter boat fleet can do. It is a very much a symbiotic relationship and mutually satisfying. And I'm like Jeff for that reason, because charter boat industry is such a big part of who we are in our history. I thought it was worthy of our evaluating it and looking at the deviation from what we have normally done. But again, I don't know that we can thank you enough for being so cooperative and working with us, because it's like I told this young lady here, don't come to us until you have the landowners satisfied with what you need and what you want. And I sincerely mean that. So, and Ms. Swafford understood and agreed, so that's not a problem. We'll make that work. So hopefully, when we vote on this tonight, if it does pass, y'all have everything worked out, and I know y'all get it done. So.
And thank you for working together.
Yeah.
The Planning Commission most definitely wanted to support the fishing community. So, thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I love those guys. So, part of our big family. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Russell.
Absolutely. I'll clarify on a couple of questions regarding the parking and drainage.
Are you sure you want to go there right now?
No, Ursula, sometimes you should just say thank you, Miss Annette.
Thank you, Miss Annette. Well, I want to make sure Miss Johnny is
good. You've been on this long.
There was more than one question. I want to make sure everybody understood.
I'm good. But if you're good, I'm good.
Thank you. All right, so thanks, Ursula.
Thank you, Ursula.
Just letting you guys know, the staff conditions are written into the ordinance.
Right. And I would be remiss if I failed to mention, I saw Susan Boggs here. Sandlot does service our charter boats as well.
Yes.
So that I don't want to skip their efforts to
absolutely
to provide it. So.
And your docks are coming along well, Susan. I was there the other day. So it's good to see that.
Any further questions of the council? Anybody in the audience like to speak? Would you like to say anything? Or are you good? Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
No,
I just
want to
say thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Great to have
a
good day.
Good. All right. Anybody else have anything they'd like to add? Okay. If not, we'll close the public hearing. The second one has been withdrawn, and I do want to comment on this public hearing here. Popeyes did want to come to Orange Beach, and we have been very upfront that they are welcome in Orange Beach, but they need to go to a property that is zoned for a Popeyes or any other fast food. The property they were looking to build on was not zoned for high density, high traffic, such as a drive-through would bring to the 161. So I'm pretty sure the Planning Commission, again, stayed with our no upzoning stand, but it's not that we're against fast foods or we don't want fast foods here. They just need to go where it's appropriate for them to be, and there's not a rezoning of that property to accommodate them. So, had it been a local brick and mortar restaurant that was a gathering place for locals, that to me would give consideration to, but I don't think Popeye's there with that drive-through, because that fast food entity has to survive off high volume, in and out. And it would be a traffic nightmare right there at Dollar General. So, anyway, that's our explanation, because I saw a lot of chatter on Facebook about our being anti-fast food. And that's not it at all. We're just anti-upzone. So, all right. Moving to ordinances. The first reading, ordinance amending number 172, Zeke's Landing PUD modification for additional parking.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Councilmember Silvers is not here, sorry. Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Penn?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
May I interject? Can you please add the wording with a motion with a maximum height of lighting in the new parking lot to be 14 feet?
Move to adopt the ordinance with staff wording and consideration that the lighting and the new east parking lot is not to exceed 14 feet in height.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Penning?
Yes. All right. We will adjourn and then immediately move to committee of the whole. So, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Just the very last ordinance for the PUD habitat conservation. That is, we're just going to postpone that. If everyone's okay with that.
Move to postpone consideration of the ordinance to the next council meeting, February 2nd, 2021.
Second.
Okay. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Penning?
Yes.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Any opposed? Committee of the Whole is called to order. Tuesday, January 19th, 2021. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers is absent. Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Penning?
Here. Consideration of previous minutes from our council meeting. Committee of the Whole, 1-5-2021, will be moved forward for review. Moving to new business on the rest. Resolutions. Resolution to update list of volunteer firefighters and reserve police officers to public fund the workman's compensation insurance. Resolution authorizing purchase of a mini excavator for landscape department. Resolution authorizing purchase of a surveillance trailer for the police department through General Service Administration. Is that a, you know, is that a grant?
No, it's GSA. It's like the federal bids.
What kind of trailer? Is it like a pull behind?
It's a surveillance trailer. I know, but so I think it's
is it? Can you drive it yourself, or is it a?
Are you familiar with a lock cop that you've seen in Walmart?
Is that's that? Okay. That's what. Gotcha.
So we just told everybody to describe what
it's a secret.
Maybe we need to.
We were looking for it. It looks like a tree.
We need to wrap it as a roofing company because
it's a tree stand.
Yeah. People don't pay attention. Let me tell you.
All right.
Just look at Facebook.
Resolution authorizing execution of laboratory services agreement, Foley Hospital, South Baldwin Regional Medical Center. I'm good with all those.
Mm-hmm.
Moving to ordinances, set a public hearing date, Bryant rezoning, public hearing date, Mariner Lakes PUD, public hearing, coastal beach development, all on February 2nd, 2021. Y'all good with that? This one?
Yeah, the first two are on the 9th. And right. The last one is on the 7th.
The 9th?
Yeah, Bryant rezoning and the. Yes, because we rescheduled.
Oh, that's right. We missed our meeting.
Because of Mardi Gras.
Gotcha. Okay.
But now with Mardi Gras not. Well, we're still closed on that day.
Let's still keep it like it is.
Okay.
Us Louisiana folks still need to do something that day.
Okay.
I guess you're going to make them alive.
Well, you know, I'm going to keep that a secret.
Okay.
Mayor, did we cover the extension of the moratorium?
We did.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Any comments, questions, things we can do better? Yes, ma'am.
I actually have an announcement. Jeannie Fitzgibbons, Parks and Recreation, and also coordinate the Orange Beach Seafood Festival. Just want to let you know that plans are moving forward for the Seafood Festival. We will be making some changes this year to make things as safe as we can possibly make them based on, you know, COVID guidelines and such as that. The date will be February 27th at the Wharf, same times as normal, 10 to 4. We will be cutting down on the amount of vendors that will be participating, and so that we can space people out a lot more. The car show will go on again with more spacing and such. We won't be doing the kids zone this year because of the, you know, jumpies and all that type of thing, but we will probably be replacing that with a couple of activities that people can safely do. We are going to be encouraging all of our vendors, asking our vendors actually to wear masks, and we'll be encouraging that from the community, you know, and just try to be as safe as we possibly can. Two stages, just like normal, and we'll be going forward. We met with, this is an event that is put on, produced, and such by MAC, which is our fundraising arm for our schools. So we, in preparation for that, MAC, the schools, City of Orange Beach, Fire Department, Police Department, we all met and sat down and talked about how we can go forward. And so we feel like it's in the best interest of our community to do that, do it in a safe way. So, February 27th.
Thank you, Jean.
Fort Hanley Finance Director, I will be bringing an extension for the Island Fiber Agreement on February 2nd, so I just wanted to make y'all aware, and we'll have something to have in front of you before then.
Thank you. Anybody else? Who's watching Facebook questions? Do we have anybody?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, then. I entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned.